Band 54, Liffier, Global Domains Division Update, 11:15 to 12:30, October 19th, 2015.
Morning, everyone, and welcome to the now fourth Global Domains Division Update. And as we've mentioned earlier, I hope this becomes a regular way for us to set a scorecard, report on our performance, and then set the scorecard for the next trimester. And hopefully we can get your help in setting the focus areas where you'd like to see us, you know, work on, and items that are dear to you. So without further ado, have we done from Buenos Aires to today? We set out some goals in Buenos Aires, and I'm going to report on them and then show some additional achievements or accomplishments in the trimester. In the IANA functions, we've finished adding the hardware security modules. We've conducted the customer survey, and as you see below, some of the parameters. We've said that we're going to actually refresh the pool of trusted community representatives, and that was because we had a few that left us, and we needed to replenish the pool. So we didn't get to it in the trimester, but we are already well underway to complete that in the next couple of months. So hopefully we will report in Marrakesh that this was accomplished. As you can see, the names requests are actually increasing, and that's because of all of the new delegations of TLDs, as well as the number of registries now that we have. This number has grown substantially from, let's say, a couple of years ago. On the numbers side, it's going the other direction, as the number of IP addresses we allocate is becoming so big that we're going to see fewer and fewer of these requests happen. Of course, the protocol parameters continues to be steady, and then there are general requests that that IANA handles that moves along to other parts of ICANN as well. So, on the new GTLD program, why is it moving to a time? On the new GTLD program, we set out to execute registry agreements for brands applicant with 29 July deadline. We've achieved that. We've also deployed the COI amendment process, and I'm hoping that this will get exercised. The COI amendment process is basically allowing applicants who had put in a COI that was based on their market plans exceeded the amount of registrations that they have, or that was far from the number of registrations that that they were hoping to have. So they can now go and adjust it to their market expectations so that they continue to be in compliance with their contract. We said we're going to increase the number of delegated GTLDs to 775. We didn't get there. We're at 769, so we're about six short right now, and I'm hoping for the end of the week we will hit that that mark, so we'll see how that goes. As you can see, there's some metrics on the GTLD program. In total, we're approaching really the end of the program. As you can see, we've signed 1,200 registry agreements. We believe right now we're probably 64 registry agreements away from the total number we expect to see. Of course, if there are withdrawals, that will be fewer agreements. But we're almost there on the agreement side, and the delegation side – We still have a few to go, but we think they will go in waves. So the program is at the tail end of the execution path. The remaining ones will be some that have some issues, and therefore they might take some longer time. But as a whole, the program has been exercised fully. All the processes that that applications have to go through have been exercised, and we believe that this is winding down. We are also basically winding down the NGPC, and we will be moving all of our work to the main board as conflict of interest is no longer an issue also. So everything is coalescing to moving into the sunset stage of the new GTLD program. On the program reviews, this is a major undertaking right now, both with the staff but most importantly with the community. There's a lot of work going on with the reviews, and there are sessions that will cover a lot more detail. But we've published the first economic study report. We published the program implementation review report, and we're working on the RFP for the route stability study. So that should start in the next couple of months as well. Additionally, we've published the domain restaurant survey. We did the competition, trust, and choice metrics webpage, and we revised the rights protection mechanisms report and published it. Okay. On the industry engagement and services side, we published the final policy and started the implementation of the IRTPC. We released the API for the service level agreement monitors, the SLA monitoring API, I think it's a beta now form, where we invited a few registries to test it, and we plan to launch it in the next trimester for everybody. Additionally, we've announced that, and the board approved waiving the CGL insurance requirement for registrar accreditation. I think that's very helpful for mostly in countries outside of the U.S. And Europe, where this insurance is very hard to get and it's cumbersome. So I think it's going to help a lot of our registrars. It was found that it didn't achieve what it wanted. It wasn't about protecting the restaurant. It was more about accidental insurance in the workplace. So that wasn't really what it was intended to be. I hope that the community, and the registrars will get together and figure out if there is another requirement that we should put in place of that to protect the restaurants. We've hosted the first GDD summit in September 2015, and I think it was a very good success. The agenda was set out by the attendees, and hopefully we will get some of the action items that were developed during the summit and get them done, and we hope that we will continue to evolve this so that it becomes really the meeting that you would all like to have. And the idea there is also that we want to get you an environment where you can do a lot of the things that you want to do without making ICANN meeting the place where you spend all of your time doing your business and your deal with the GDD. Instead, take that out so that you can spend your time on policy and on what needs to happen in the ICANN meeting to develop the industry and look forward on the industry's future. We've approved a fourth registrar data escrow, third-party provider. We've also issued the draft of RDAP operation profile for the community to start the discussion around. And we launched the first phase of process to handle registry comments, request for comments on registry request for two-character letter labels. I mean, this is a very controversial issue between our friends in the GAC and the registries, and we're trying to push the process and move it forward as fast as we can, but we need to be very careful to follow exactly what is said in the contract and make sure that we provide you the opportunity to mitigate the confusionability that could happen with that. In addition, we've had a couple of initiatives that we're focusing on, that we're trying to, and that we're making a lot of progress on. On the universal acceptance, I think the community has gotten together, and there is a lot of traction in this program now. You know, we have established what it's going to, how we're going to be able to call success, because of course we don't want to start an initiative that never ends, and we want to be able to measure ourselves so that we can basically call success when we get there and wind it down as well, at least from the staff perspective, and hopefully this will not be a 10-year program, but we'll see. Internationalized domain names. We said that we're going to release the first version of the label generation rule set. We're not quite there yet, but I think there is a lot of progress, as you can see below. We have the Arabic and the Armenian communities submitting already their label generation rules. The Lao and Thai script generation panels were formed. So hopefully we'll make a lot of progress in the next trimester and we'll achieve the goal in the next trimester. But the community... a lot of the community work there is happening very quickly, but it's not happening all at the same pace. So some communities are slower than others, and that kind of delaying the program a little bit. But we're hoping that now that all the panels pretty much have been formed, that the pace will quicken a little bit. And in the universal acceptance, we've also done an analysis on the new GTLD and published it. The Global Support Center, which we put together, I think, about 6 months ago now, or maybe 3 months ago, which started operating 24/5, has been very successful. We did a customer satisfaction survey. We established the measures and the reporting metric. And as you can see, the number of cases that have been resolved is outstanding. It's actually, we're closing now in the same period more than what we're getting, which means we're catching up on some of the delayed tickets, and that's very promising. And 92% of these are resolved within 7 days. So I hope that this will be a metric that will continue to improve on and continue to raise the bar on in the future. So the operations team also accredited 579 registrars during the period. So now we have a total of 2,121 registrars. 46. So the registry assignment, we had 46 registry assignments that we did as well. And the cases that the contracted parties entered in the trimester were 915, and the ones that were closed were 915. And these are all sorts of assignments, requests for questions, information, or other things within the registry and registrar space. Now, having laid out all what we've done, we're going to share with you basically what we're planning to achieve for the next trimester and report on in Marrakesh. And I promise to give you an opportunity to tell us if there are other things that you should add to that list at the end. So So we're going to complete the GAC advisory on the new GTLD program in the next trimester. We, barring a big communique in Dublin, we think we're almost at the stage where we can close all of the previous GAC advice, and if there are any loose ones, we will enter into the consultation with the GAC on. The WHO IS Conflicts Implementation Advisory recommendations will be sent to the GNSO, and we believe that we will execute 20 more GTLD Registry agreements. And as I mentioned, there is about 64 Registry agreements left, and these are the Registry agreements that are going to be harder to get done. So it's going to take us some time, because either they are in contention sets or they're held up by some accountability mechanism or the like. So hopefully we'll be able to do 20. I'm sure we'll do more, but that's the target for the next trimester. We are going to tighten the global support metrics, and of course we're going to try to improve on them, and we will create a dashboard to report on these as well on a regular basis. We have set up a product management office and methodology to deliver on all of our systems that we're trying to put together to support you. We have, this is more of an internal goal for us, is to make everybody aware of how product management will work as we launch new systems inside the organization. And we plan to actually define that and make it a cultural thing, so that when a new person comes into the organization and they are asked to develop a system, we have a culture of doing it in the right steps, and that it's not an ad hoc way of doing things, but it's a very it's a step-by-step process that IT can receive and implement, and all the requirements are set in advance, and all the specs are defined well, so that we can deliver on our systems and reliably and securely. Also, as you know, we use EFQM system to run a to improve our qualities, and we will be running an assessment of our internal processes in the next trimester, and from there there'll come out a lot of recommendations on improving things internally and as we move things forward. Last but not least, we will also publish the monthly IANA functions performance reports on the IANA.org. We do that on a regular basis, and we have not missed doing that. That's a contractual obligation with the NTIA, and we do it on a regular basis, but it's coming up next in the next trimester. On the strategic side, we are working right now on completing the changes to the root zone management software to remove the administrator role or the NTIA role, and put a system together that's going to run in parallel to our operational system. And the idea here is that if the transition happens, we want to make sure that we do our work ahead of time. We run the two systems in parallel for at least 90-day period, where the two systems show the same results at the end. If there are any exceptions, they need to be explained, which means, you know, if one system ran a day earlier because there is nobody to push the button, that's fine, but we need to be able to explain it and make sure that they are consistent. The security and stability of the RZMS is the most important thing that we do, and we want to make sure that it's well tested ahead of time before the NTIA contract expired, the IANA contract expires. Also, we are working on setting up all of the different projects that are coming out from the proposals that are not final yet, but that are close to be final. And we're putting a project plan together so that we have the resources lined up. We also can do all the pre-work that we want to do ahead of, or that we can do ahead of time. We cannot pre-assume that the contract is going to expire. So we cannot pre-assume and do the work and enter into contracts with other parties ahead of the approval of the proposals. But we are in what we call the prep phase, the administrative prep phase. So we're setting up a team to take those proposals and implement them. We're doing project planning. We're identifying the resources that we're going to need. All of that as we wait for the proposals to be submitted. Once the proposals are submitted, we're going to take those proposals, break them down into projects, and come out with a timeline. And we're working with the community on what are the reports that they would need, the frequency that they would need these reports in order for them to do their job of oversight and making sure that we don't that we deliver on what their expectations are. What I don't want to see happen is that we implement everything and then come back to the community and say, okay, here's our implementation and there is a review and then we have to go back and do changes. So we want to go be in lockstep as we move forward with the community because September date is not moving, but everything is shifting to the right. The September date is there. So we're starting that work and you'll see a lot more of Trang Nguyen, who is actually heading that effort within GDD. Also, we need to finalize the TIC who is consistent labeling and display. Of course, the IGO and the INGO name identifiers as well. The review of the Who Is Accuracy program has been going on for a while now. I think it's almost over a year. We need to conclude the review and get to a consistent place where we sample things and we analyze them and we put them up and move on. This program has been slowly but surely moving up, and I think that we're almost there now. Next trimester we should be closing on that, and it'll be an ongoing accuracy testing that we will do and report on as we move forward with the deployment of new TLDs as well as the legacy TLDs as well. And we're doing a lot of work on the registrar accreditation agreement enforcement by the compliance team, and hopefully that will reflect as all the registrars start moving to automation of the Who Is record collection, and we will be able to show improvement in our accuracy systems as well. So, we are planning to kick off the competition, consumer trust, and consumer choice review, the root stability study, and the trademark clearinghouse independent review. These will all hopefully kick off in the next trimester. I think that we're already well on our way of doing our RFPs and submitting them. So look for these announcements to be coming out soon. And then the two panels, the Armenian panel and Arabic panel, hopefully will be able to deliver their labor generation rules and release them to the integration panel. Beta version of use function of the label generation rule set, and this is very very complicated IDN program, but we believe that we're very close to doing that, and I think that the beta version should be solidly met in the next trimester. The RDAP is a very important technology that now is something that we should start looking at to use RDAP to be able to help the Who Is initiative. So we plan to publish the implementation framework, and hopefully that we can all come around and look at that for more than what we've just looked at today. I think that we need to start looking at all of the privacy laws that are coming out in all over the world in different countries, and see how we can actually use this technology to help us stay compliant as a whole system. Not just registrars and registries, but the entire ecosystem. See how we can make use of new technologies to make Whois a little bit more less questionable in sense of privacy. Data privacy, and it's important that we put our heads together on that issue and come out with some better ways to implement this. I know there are a lot of initiatives in the Whois space, but we need to make an effort right now to help our registries and registrars as well as I can to stay compliant with all of these laws. Finally, we need to release API for the SLA monitoring system. As we said, we've released the beta version, and we want to release it for production shortly. You've seen us do the IRPC. We want to also implement the IRTPD recommendations, and we want to complete the revision of trusted community representative selection and refresh the policy. So that's what we talked about earlier. This trimester, we fell short on adding and bringing the trusted community representative up to where we want to in numbers, and we need to finalize this trimester. Okay, so this is a picture on all of the different meetings that GDD is having, and I think it's a subset, it's not the whole list, but all of these meetings are happening. Please attend them and participate. We can only do things that the community gives us feedback on, and we appreciate your guidance on making sure that we're doing the right thing. We're doing all of these things for you, so please participate and help us get these things done with you. Finally, I want to ask you if we are on track. Are we doing everything that you want us to be doing? Are there things that you would like us to pay attention to that we're not? Are there any things that we're working on that you would like us to do differently, do better? Please use this opportunity to share your comments on this so that we can improve our delivery to you. With that, I open it up to questions, and hopefully we'll have a few questions here. That's very good.
Akram, we have a question from remote participant, Michael Fleming. In regards to the release of short-form country and territory names, ICANN recently sent registries a notification about a list that the GAC has compiled for countries that would require prior requests for release, countries that do not require requests for release, and countries that do not require requests for release if it is a brand TLD. Question is, what's next? There are a number of TLDs that have filed RCEPs for this release and have not heard back from ICANN on the steps for the amendment process yet. How does this this recent announcement affect those TLDs who have filed RCEPs and TLDs that have not filed RCEPs? For the release of country names, will each registry operator still be required to contact each individual country for the release of the country/territory name?
So we released the information that we know. And we have a resolution from the board to actually look into a process that would allow us to work with the GAC and the registries to formulate a plan that will get us to a process that will get us to allow the registries to request a release of a name. So I think that we will be working with you on defining this, and we will continue to work on that. As you know, this is in the contract spelled out on how we that there has to be a process in order for the countries that do not release their names, that they have to allowing the registries to ask for a release, and then we have to have a review by the GAC or the relevant country, and then approval by ICANN. So we need to process for this to be able to happen. As you know, the GAC is not operational, which means we need to make it easy for them, otherwise we're not going to be getting the responses that we want. So we need to put our heads together and come up with something that works for everybody so that we can move it forward. Any other questions?
Question again from Michael Fleming. So those TLDs who have filed RCEPs are still waiting until the process is solidified, correct?
So, again, the countries that said that they don't mind using their names, we're going to move forward. The ones that said that no, then we are going to continue to wait, put the RCEP on hold until we have a process to process these requests. So strategy is working. Boring you to death. Very good. Please.
Yeah, I'm Nirmal from India. I wanted to know, you have TLDs or only for letters? In future, you have some hash or something will come up?
I'm sorry,
I think I just passed up. New TLDs have only characters, like one A to Z, like club, fucks, everything. It is not carrying any hash or something. So in future, you have something like, club dash something, and that dash or character should be come up. That I wanted to ask.
No. There are rules for what can go into the root, and there are characters that are excluded, and that will not change.
Normally, when a new TLD will come up, it will take how much time to come to the root?
It depends on the TLD. So, because there are, once we sign the contract, they have to go through a pre-delegation testing process and launch their TLD, and then there is a sunrise, and there is so there are different steps and the processes that they have to move through, and they have the ability to move through these things at different pace. So there is not a guarantee of, like a 2 months or 3 months. There is a period of a year from the contract that they have to be delegated. So that's a period that they have to meet. It depends on the TLD. You're welcome. All right. Well, with that, give you your time back. Thank you very much. And see you next team.